The enigmatic rapper MF Doom has died. He emerged mysteriously onto the New York scene in the late 1990s and became a cult figure in the underground rap world. NPR's Andrew Limbong confirmed his death with his former business partner. He has this remembrance.
MF Doom was as close as you could get to an actual supervillain. He was a recluse, went by an alias, and kept his face hidden behind a mask before we all had to start doing it. And the hard-to-explain mythology he created was part of the appeal. Take, for instance, the 2003 record Vaudeville Villain.
Victor the director flip a script like Rob Reiner. The way a lot of dudes rhyme, their names should be Knob Shiner.
The album is credited to Victor Vaughn, who, according to the mythology, is not MF Doom, but a reflection of him. Here's how he explained it to NPR in 2003.
Say you are, you know how you have Superman, and then you got Bizarro. It's supposed to be like Superman's equal in an alternate universe type of thing. So Victor's from that alternate universe.
That's no ditty, born so witty. The way you take no prisoners is show no pity.
MF Doom was born Daniel Dumoulin in London in 1971. He was raised in New York and started rapping under the name Zev Love X, and with his brother formed the group KMD. Even in those early years, you could hear his fascination with rhymes.
On the hills of my chinny chin chin, got many plus plenty. String by string, I think I count like 20. If you loan me.
KMD was on the rise when his brother was hit by a car and died. Upset and disenchanted with the music industry, Dumoulin retreated from public view until he came back, this time as MF Doom, sporting a metal mask reminiscent of Dr. Doom from Marvel Comics, and proudly declaring himself a villain.
Definition super villain, a killer who loved children, one who was well skilled in destruction as well as building.
He told NPR in that 2003 interview that he loved playing characters.
I'm an author. I'm writing a story. I'm gonna make it interesting enough every time, even if I gotta switch characters, whatever. It ain't all about me.
He leaned so much into the MF Doom character offstage, he was known for sending in imposter MF Dooms, known as Doombots, to perform as him at shows. Now, all of this might seem a little gimmicky, but his talent stringing together rhyming words, pulling in assorted pop culture references while maintaining multi-layered storylines was undeniable.
Who shot you? Who got you? New spots to vandal. Do not stand still. Boast your skills close, but no krills. Toast for polils. Post no bills. Coast to coast, Joe Smoes flows ill. Go chill. Not supposed to overdose. No dose pills.
He was a rapper also beloved by other rappers. You can find videos of Tyler, the Creator, and Earl Sweatshirt fanboying out over meeting him. Mos Def late night in studio relishing over his favorite MF Doom lines. And there's a 2017 episode of Hannibal Buress' podcast, Handsome Rambler, where the rapper Talib Kweli talks about touring with Doom and taking him aside to ask about the imposters.
He said, I'm the supervillain. I'm never, not your friend.
He never said
you
he
don't
was,
have to
yeah.
like me. I'm yeah. the villain.
MF Doom might have played a villain, but he was a hero to rappers. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.